And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Aloha. Oh, wait a minute. That's not how I start the show. Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gore. I've totally screwed up the tagline. And here's why I've totally screwed up the tagline. There's two reasons for it. Number one, I just spent the last week in Hawaii, and I still have toes in the sand, mindset. I still have drink in my hand, mindset. I'm still kind of in that aloha mindset, but you know what I've got to do? I've got to get back to reality, because in reality is where I tend to exist. Now, I have the ability, I have the flexibility, I have the time to be able to take time out of my life and go do some wonderful things with my beautiful wife, Tina. And that's exactly what we did. We decided we would go to Hawaii for a week. So we planned it out and we went to Hawaii for a week and we had a wonderful time. And now I'm back, and now I've got to get back into the mindset of reality. So let me describe the mindset of reality to you. It's really no different than the mindset I had when I was in Hawaii. It's the scenario changed. Yeah, the scene changed. I was able to go to the beach. Where I live in Texas, if I want to go to the beach, it's about a 2.5 hour drive. But from where I was in Hawaii, it was about a 2.5 minute drive. Yeah, we were on the north shore of Kauai. It was a beautiful, beautiful time away. It was an opportunity to reflect on everything that we do at Lifestyles Unlimited. It was an opportunity to reflect on everything that I do within the Gordon family. And it was a great opportunity for me to spend quality time with my beautiful wife, Tina. And that's exactly what we did. We went with some friends. We had a great time. We just really enjoyed ourselves. And I've got more to share, but I can't do it on today's show. And here's why. I've got Lewis on today's show. And Lewis has agreed to come onto the show and share with you some intimate information that only Lewis knows. And here's why you want to hear what Lewis has to say. Lewis is probably very similar to you. He's a skeptic. And I talked to him for about 2 minutes before we started the radio show. And I just knew instantaneously that he and I were cut from the same cloth. When he discovered Lifestyles Unlimited, he didn't take it with a grain of salt. He just figured there were strings attached. There was some guy behind the curtain pulling the strings. You know what I'm talking about, right? That's my Wizard of Oz reference. And Lewis, he thought, you know, man, I'm listening to all this stuff and it sounds too good to be true. And here's the irony of that statement. Lewis is actually going to be on this radio show. I'm going to invite him on in just a moment. And we're going to get inside of his mind, and we're going to understand how he converted from being a skeptic, somebody that thought that maybe Lifestyles Unlimited was something that was too good to be true, into being somebody that's actually on the radio as a part of the Lifestyles Unlimited community, sharing with you good news information that he has discovered since he transitioned from being a skeptic. That's what we're going to bring you today. And we're going to bring you some good news about some investments that he's made, because Lewis didn't just sit on his hands. No, he became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited and he went to work buying real estate. And here's the other thing you need to know about Lewis. He doesn't live anywhere near the assets that he bought. Yeah. So he's kind of like a geographical investor. What does that mean? Geographical investor. Okay. A geographical investor is somebody that lives in one place and buys in another place. That's a geographical investor. It's a term I just made up. It's not a Dellism. No, it's not something that Del Walmsley said. Rick's whispering in my ear. It's not going to survive. Move on. Okay, so I'm going to move on. What we're going to do now is we're going to bring Lewis onto the show, because I want you to hear from his own lips the skepticism that he experienced when he checked out Lifestyles Unlimited. Lewis, welcome to the show. I am so glad you're here. How are you doing today, by the way?
I'm doing great, Al. Thank you very much for having me on your show.
Hey, did I get that skepticism stuff right? I mean, are you deep down inside kind of a skeptic about things?
Oh, absolutely. I you know, and not just everything in general, but especially offers that you hear on the radio and TV on investment different investment techniques, whether it be day trading or tax liens or real estate investing. I've been hearing that all my life. And you know that a lot of them are, you know, what does Dell call the midnight madness? And he rattles off the different names and everything. And he's right. You know, there are so many. So I thought, you know, this could be every, you know, just another one of those. And the basic message about real estate investing, I did not have any question about that. But joining Lifestyles, I had a lot of skepticism, and it took me a few months of really detailed vetting, exploring, trying to research out there, listening to Dell, going back and listening to even old podcasts, because once I got hooked on his radio show, I wanted to hear all the old ones because he had been on for years. As you know, this organization has been around for decades. So, you know, on the podcasts have reruns, and I was able to go back as far as 2015, and this was 2019, and I listened to probably every single one, except when I would hit a rerun or something like that, and then skip, and, you know, and sometimes listen to them again because they were so good. So I really got to know him, the message, and I felt like I got to know the organization. Then eventually there was a 2-day in the area, so I joined at the basic level, just so I would be able to go to the 2-day and really get firsthand more information. And that was an eye-opener. Those 2 days were exhausting. I mean, they were very intensive, and it was an hour away from my house. They were full day exercises and very intense. So, and fun. So that really started to convince me, but I continued to vet. I continued to research, and then I wanted to go to San Antonio, and I went to another 2-day. And it was interesting because I thought it would only be newbies, people who are looking to join or just joined, but there were some veterans who came back to refresh, which as I do now, every now and then. And because the message is so jam-packed with information, just hearing it once is not enough. But anyway, so the second time I went, and that time was in San Antonio itself, so there were even more repeat members there. And in between the breaks and lunch and so on, I got to talking to them. And it just convinced me more and more that this is the real thing, and it's something that I want to do. And I knew real estate investing was something I wanted to do, but now I was convinced that Lifestyles was going to go a long way in helping me get there. Honestly, though, I didn't realize how much. I thought maybe I would dabble a little. It would help me a little, get my feet on the ground. Now I find it indispensable. I've been doing it for 5 years, and I don't know how I would have come this far, this fast, without the help of Lifestyles, to be honest.
Did you think in the beginning that maybe you would just buy one, possibly single family house, and just kind of like use that as the test subject and see how it went, maybe own it for a year or two, see how the returns come in? I mean, was that the initial thought process?
Actually, no, I did want to do more than that, not just one a year or something like that. But the limiting factor was money. And so I only had so much to start with. I was always doing this on a shoestring budget. I literally refinanced my primary home to get started, which is why I started with single family, because it was a little bit easier to get started that way. And I was hoping that, well, okay, maybe in a year I'll be able to sell it and then take the proceeds and be able to buy two. Or maybe from the refinance I'll be able to buy two and turn that into four in a year or something like that. And but what happened was COVID, and then COVID actually got me laid off from my regular job, and which was a bad thing and a good thing because I got a much better job afterward, believe it or not, and only a few weeks later. But another good thing was it opened the door for the 401k. Now all of a sudden you're eligible to withdraw it without the tax ramifications. And you'd still get taxed, but you wouldn't get penalized. And the taxing, they spread out over 3 years. So it made it a lot more easy, so more money to invest. So within that first year, I bought my second one. And I went on from there. So and ever since, I've been constantly going through the couch cushions and trying to get my hands on every nickel you can to buy another investment and keep going. So, you know, the doubtfulness and the trepidation you have in the beginning, that kind of, and I don't know when it happened, but it did, and it goes away because especially after you do the first one, and there were a lot of challenges because of COVID mostly. It took a lot longer, and there were some scary parts, like, will I get a tenant? How will I get a tenant? Because nobody wanted to go look at houses, even refinancing. The appraiser literally told me, have your tenant out of the house and leave all the interior doors open. She did not even want to touch a doorknob after she went through the front door. And it was that kind of a environment. We all remember what COVID was like. But nevertheless, when I finally got a refinance and a tenant in place, I was ready to buy another one. I mean, literally the next day I called realtors and said, hey, I'm back on the market and I have a little cash now because of the 401k opening up for me and so on. And then I did that. Then I, you know, as time went on, I was able to get a third one, and then I decided I would relocate to Florida, another thing that the second job made possible for me. So by relocating, I sold my first house, and I freed up more cash. And so now I have the mindset that every time I can get my hands on enough cash to invest, you know, I think in terms of how many houses can I get. So and it ramps up quickly. So you're cautious in the beginning, and after you do it once or twice, you're saying, wow, this is the way to go. This is great. It's great financially. It's great in terms of it becomes easy. It becomes easier. And what makes it incredibly easy is the network of other members, mentors, realtors, and the vendors off the vendor list. And everybody is willing to share. And it's one big community where we go back and forth. And I'm at the point now where I'm helping other people who may be focused on passive investing when they first joined. And now they're deciding, maybe I'll try single family, but what do I do? Hey, I hear Louie has been doing single family. How do I do this? How do I do that? So, and you're always happy to give them contractor names, tell them how they might want to use hard money and all the details. And it's been a fun experience from the beginning.
It's funny. I'm just sitting back and I'm listening to your story, Louis, and you don't sound like a skeptic at all.
No, not at all. Oh no,
not at all. I mean, but you and I know differently, right?
Yeah, and you're not just skeptical about the organization. I was really skeptical about investing because I lived in an area where the investing was just not possible, or not practical, I should say. Anything is possible, but because of prices and so on of the surrounding area, Texas made more sense. And how do you do that? And people ask me to this day, how are you investing so far? By the way, you know, I just bought my 11th property and haven't seen all but the first one. I've never been to Texas after I saw that first one in the last 5 years. And people say, well, how can you do that? How can you invest, renovate, rent it out, and, you know, do everything that you need to do? And, well, you have a network for one thing, and as far as taking care of the house, I'm not going to visit the house. I'm not going to visit the house. It was right here in Sarasota. I don't know how to do repairs, so I'm always going to find a contractor to take care of things for me.
Because you know exactly how to handle your business, because you learned how to do it. When we come back from the break, more from Louis. Stick around.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com. Learn to retire in 5 years or less through real estate investing. Learn how, learn now. Let Lifestyles Unlimited show you how. Get educated now. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited. Creating creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the second half of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon. I am joined by Lewis, and together, not only did we get the tagline correct, we're working on your financial freedom. Now, what we're going to do in this segment is we're going to talk a little bit about the decisions that you have to make as a new real estate investor. Now, Lewis is not a new real estate investor, but here's the thing I know about Lewis. He started off as a new real estate investor, and all of that knowledge has been burned into his cranium. So our job is to get it out of him. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to get into a conversation of why he chose what he chose, why he did what he did, and what his results might be today. So stick around, because Lewis, guess what? It's your turn to shine, my friend. Are you ready for this segment?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so here's where I want to go. I want to understand the different modalities that were available to you. I mean, there's the single family track, there's the multifamily track. Within the multifamily track, there's the independent rental operator track, there's the lead investor track, there's the passive investor track. There's a lot of paths that are laid out in front of you as a brand new investor, and you have to pick one or two to get started with. So what was that like when Lifestyle laid out the roadmap and they laid out the different paths you could follow? The first question I have is, were you overwhelmed?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I learned so much about multifamily. Through your life, and I'm no kid, you understand single family rentals. You usually have friends and things like that. And it's very easy to grasp with the uneducated mind, so to speak, how a rental works. You buy a house, you find a tenant, and you rent it out, and so on. But Lifestyles teaches you a better way to do that, or a more efficient way to do that. But it also opens your eyes to the multifamily world, which has a bunch of other factors, like you were just pointing out. And within that world, you could be a passive investor where you're investing in these large projects and not having to work at all. Or you could be the lead of one of those large projects and doing all the work, but really improving your situation and making a good business out of it. And that depends on a few things. Are you working? Do you have the time? Do you have the money? And which way is best for you? Well, for me, I had the time, but I was kind of low on money. I did not have a whole lot of investment capital. And in that situation, I felt the best route would be single-family investing. And the hard pill to swallow was long-distance and single-family investing. And that's where, you know, really examining the whole Lifestyles scenario helped me along and convinced me that it can be done, and I could invest in another area. I would like to move on to what we call independent real estate owner, IRO, where you own a small apartment complex, but only as a springboard, hopefully, to being a lead investor. So, which was another attractive feature of, maybe the main attractive feature of Lifestyle, that all these things are available, opportunities and ways of investing are available to you. And so I look forward to that. But in the meantime, single family seem very doable with a small amount of money, not a small amount, but in comparison anyway. So, which is good for a couple of reasons, because, okay, even though it's a lot to you in the beginning, maybe you need $20,000-$30,000 to get started with a single family investment, and that is a lot of money, but it's not like losing $1 million or hundreds of thousands of dollars. So you're more willing to take a chance, and then seeing the opportunity where you could multiply your money a little bit more quickly now, albeit with substantial amount of more work to do. You're really boots on the ground, so to speak, even though you're from far away. You're getting insurance, you're getting loans, you're evaluating contractor bids, and then, you know, paying them in time and checking their progress from a long distance and all that. And that's work. Even though you're not driving out to the property, you're still getting emails, you're getting DocuSign documents to sign and evaluate, you're getting mobile notaries coming to your house. You know, every house is two closings, one when you buy it, one when you refinance it. If you, you know, follow the game plan or playbook that Lifestyles teaches. So I chose single family mainly for that reason, because I couldn't wait to get involved. I didn't want to try to save enough money to become a passive investor and then wait for those returns to roll in and so on. It just seemed like it could take a while. And you know, time, there's two different kinds of time, how much time you have in your day that you could spend on these things. And if you're willing to, and I am willing to, and I was willing to put the work in, put the effort in to keep track of my single family houses, but also how much time do you have to retire? If you're in your 20s, 30s, and you have a lot of cash and you say, hey, this is an investment and I'm going to keep chasing my medical career or my law career or my engineering career, and because that's where, you know, all my effort is going, but I have money to invest and I don't want to invest it in the Wall Street casinos because, well, look what's happening the last few weeks actually on Wall Street. So you want something a little bit more secure, and there really is nothing like real estate, at least in my opinion. You know, I'm not in my 30s. I'm in my 60s. I just turned, when I joined, I was just about to turn 60. And I was like, I need to make things happen pretty quickly. So not having a lot of money and not having a lot of time in that respect, I said single family was the way to go. And that's how I got started.
So here's the question I have for you that I think is on the minds of a lot of people listening to what you have to say, because they're concerned, they're nervous. They heard mm-hmm. you say throughout the show that you've cashed in a 401k, you've refinanced your house to take money out of it. So you've pulled all this money out of these sacred cows where people have their money for retirement, and you spend it on real estate, and that makes them nervous. How would you respond to that?
Well, you have to educate yourself. You have to do your own research, and I did. I didn't just hear once on the radio and say, "Oh, okay, great idea," and now I'm gonna, you know, sell the farm and just go do this. No, I really listened to Dell and you guys multiple times for weeks and then months, and I went to a 2-day, and that really didn't cost a lot. It costed like nothing to, and it was a learning experience. You meet other people, and once you join at that level, I was able to go to some regular local meetings, because being a national organization, not just a Texas organization, you guys have ambassadors in various cities, and I was lucky to have one very close to me, and I started going to those meetings. Honestly, like we said at the outset, I'm a skeptic, and so I really put Lifestyles and Dell through the ringer in terms of evaluating and checking. I even, early on, I went all the way to New York. I took the train from Union Station in D.C., I lived in Virginia, to New York just to go to an ambassador meeting up there.
How old were you at that time?
59 when I discovered Dell and joined at right before I turned 60, and bought my first house maybe 2 weeks before I turned 60.
Okay, so what I'm trying to spotlight is that you made a significant change in your retirement strategy at an age that most people are hunkering down trying to get the last few dollars into their 401k or their IRA. You had an epiphany. Can you explain what that epiphany was?
That there is a way, there is a better way, and you didn't just, you know, I talk about how much I maybe improved my net worth since then, but all my net worth was wrapped up in my primary house. And at the time, you know, what can you do about that? You could sell your house and And then you still have to buy another one. So it's not really net worth, and in the sense that it's not spendable. So all I had to look forward to was continuing to work and maybe finding some better way. And when I discovered Dell and Lifestyles, I wouldn't say quickly. I took my time, you know, really making sure, but eventually said this is the better way. And I'm not retired now completely. I can if I wanted to, but I'd rather, you know, maybe improve the situation more. I don't think I'm rich at this point, but I'm also not scared anymore. And I think that's the big thing. And
You know what you have?
I feel so much more comfortable. I know what I have. I have a bunch of assets, and I think that's such a great thing. It really is.
Yeah. And you got a bunch of assets, and you got a bunch of control. You're in control of your life, man.
You're exactly right. Yes, sir.
That feels good, doesn't it?
It does. It does. And yeah, so you say, you know, what's the biggest change? And that probably is the biggest change. Going from, the way Dell puts it, a life of quiet desperation, where you're just working and you see no end in sight. And, you know, you don't want to live on Social Security. Social Security probably would not pay my mortgage where I'm living now. At least not if I cash.
I know it won't pay my mortgage. Yeah.
Yeah,
there's
right,
no way.
Exactly.
Yeah, I need the real estate to do that. So you've bought real estate. How many assets do you have in your portfolio? Not including where you live, but
right,
actual investment assets. How many do you have?
I have 11 single family rental properties.
And how much cash flow do those 11, not each, but combined, how much additional income do you receive every month that goes right into your pocket that you can spend on anything you want from those 11 assets?
Just under $3,000.
$3,000.
28 and change, something like that, yes. Which,
wow,
I'm just, every time I can get my hands on enough to buy another house, you know, that's pretty much my game plan at this point. That's how it's helping me multiply as opposed to being living expenses. So I'm using that plus not, you know, spending all the money I'm making on my day job, putting that together as much and as quickly as possible to buy another one. And because I'd rather
have
assets than cash, honestly.
Have you gotten to the point where you're kind of targeting some of those initial purchases and looking at those to maybe sell those and trading one in to buy two to replace it? Are you there yet?
Well, what I like to go a little bit deeper than that. So I was testing the waters with the first one, and I have that up for sale right now. So I would, but I would like to sell a few more and decide before the end of the year. See, it's a funny thing because my initial being maybe almost a year ago or about a year ago, was to sell off two or three of some of these properties. And then cobble together enough money along with a home equity loan on my primary home, and then move into some kind of multifamily investment, something small, obviously, because that's not big money to throw into. But I would be able to get maybe a sixplex or a 12-plex or something in between. I'm not sure if I want to sell. Well, two things are going on. One, that I might hold off a little bit so I could, where selling might be a little bit more profitable. And also, these deals are coming up every time I get my hands on a certain amount of money, then all of a sudden something that, oh gosh, I can't pass this up, and I'll just jump on it, like literally the last three properties I bought. So instead of selling things off when I had only eight and thinking that I was going to sell, you know, three or four off and then move into multifamily, no, instead I just said, oh, I got to buy this one back last June. And then another one came up in September, and another one came up in January, and that's the one I'm renovating right now. So when I say comes up, I get an email blast, and the numbers are so compelling that I can't pass it up. And right now my criteria is trying to find houses that are lower cash out of pocket and maybe good capital gain. And since I was already getting pretty good cash flow, not focused on that so much. And so that's working out. And the last three properties all fell into that category. And so you kind of bend with the wind as you have to. And so that's where I am now. So will I keep buying more single families, or will I start putting money aside for multifamily? The jury's out, to be honest with you. And we'll see what this year brings, because as you probably realize, a lot of things are changing economically. Like, you know, what is real estate going to look like up north where I was just living? Not that that's going to affect me much. I don't think it will, but I think things are only will get better in places like Texas and even Florida, where I'm living now. So will I invest in single family or small multifamily? These are the choices that I'm trying to make now. And the great thing is that I'm not all alone in making these choices. I have fellow members. I have mentors. I have realtors and vendors that give you advice from different directions. And so joining Lifestyles really, really did change my life. And I'm not just saying it because I'm on the show to promote Lifestyles. I get nothing out of it except it's the God's honest truth that it's done a lot for me. And I only see it in my future going forward.
Yeah, I've got to give it up to Lifestyles Unlimited also, because, and I'm sure you know my story, but I know a lot of people in the audience don't know my story. I, you know, tried to retire, failed at it, had to go back into the workforce, was miserable, and then I found Lifestyles. Well, I didn't find it, but it found me. But I was a skeptic like you, and I went and took a chance on it. I tried to destroy everything they were teaching me, but I couldn't, because it all made so much sense. And then all I really needed to do was stop resisting it and start putting it into practice. And I found myself in a place of retirement 2 years after I started, and I thought it was going to take at least 5 years. I'm sure you've got a very similar story. Do you not?
Yeah, absolutely. I was not forced into retirement, so to say. Well, in a way, I could have been. I lost my business. I had a physical issue, a bad accident that kind of put me out of commission, laid me up. And so I lost my livelihood, so to speak, and had to go back to work for that reason. And it was killing me, to be honest. And now here I am at a point where I lost a lot and was really just getting started again at such a late stage of my life. I had to come up with some plan. And then, you know, this plan just came upon me, just hearing a radio show while I'm washing my car or something like that, and then listening to it again the following Sunday, because where I lived, they, you know, for whatever reason, Dell was not on daily, and they would just pick one of his shows out of the week and play it on a Sunday morning or Saturday morning, I forget. So I got hooked on it, and I started looking forward to it. Okay, at 11 o'clock or whatever it was, you know, I'm going to be sure to listen to the show, and then, you know. And it gave me hope, and it gave me direction, and then it gave me the path. It gave me the instructions. It gave me the education.
Well stated, Lewis. Well stated. Lifestyles Unlimited gives you all of those things in one complete package. If you want to do what Lewis is doing, you want to do what I'm doing, you want to do what the 50,000 members of Lifestyles Unlimited are doing, go to lifestylesunlimited.com. Sign up for that free workshop, and let's get you going.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.